Hi guys, welcome to An Unexpected Fight, a pediatric cancer podcast. Okay, before this goes any further, I just want you to know, due to this being my story, I was a little more hesitant to record this episode, so my voice is kind of low and it's kind of monotone. So if you listen to this, I apologize for that, but I promise you the story's worth it. Okay, now let's get back to it. This is one of your hosts, Tiffany. I was Nora's mom. Who is Nora, you ask? Well, it's a bit of a long story, but I'm going to tell you. But first, I have to go back to the beginning. Well, my birthday was November 2nd, 19... I'm just kidding. We're not going to go that far, but we are going to go back to 2011 when I graduated nursing school. In 2011, I graduated with my associate degree RN from National Park College. I wanted to work in the ER or the ICU, but at that point in time, I couldn't get a job there because, well, I didn't have any experience in those fields. So, a friend of mine reached out to me and asked if I wanted to work on the oncology unit. I didn't want to do that. I thought, that is too sad. There's no way that I can deal with this day in and day out. And as I continued on my journey to look for a job, I still wasn't able to find one that I thought was a good fit for me. So a couple of weeks later, my friend calls me back. Have you gotten a job yet? No, I haven't gotten a job yet. Why don't you just come work here for a few months, get some experience, and then you can go look for another job somewhere else. I thought about that for a bit and thought I could muster up the strength to do anything for a few months. But little did I know, I would spend the next 12 years working in only oncology. I fell in love with a lady who had colon cancer. The patient experience was way different than one could ever imagine. You develop such a heartfelt relationship with these patients. They trust you literally with their life, and it's so special to me what I do, and the only way I can describe that is it's a God thing. Fast forward around 8 months after my first job, I got a job with a cancer center called CARTI. I spent the next 5 years there working and going to school full time. I had to do clinicals. I had to do all my coursework, and I eventually graduated with my Master's of Science in Nursing in December of 2016. At that time, again, I couldn't find a job doing what I wanted to do as a nurse practitioner, so I started working in urgent care. That was seriously not my calling. But I worked there for several months, and again, God stepped in, and He introduced me to an oncologist who lived in Hot Springs, my hometown, and a town that I wanted to desperately live in again to be closer to my family. I ended up taking this job, worked with this doctor for around a year until I met my current employer, Dr. Muldoon. I work at a company called Genesis Cancer and Blood Institute, which is a part of American Oncology Network. I spend my days working with adult cancer patients and helping take care of them, navigate their treatment plans, help them with their chemotherapy side effects. We also see a multitude of blood disorders and other things that can go wrong within the blood system. Fast forward to September 16th, 2021. When my beautiful, blue-eyed, brown-haired girl, who was very inquisitive and smart and sweet, developed a right-sided facial paralysis. My husband and I immediately panicked and took her to Arkansas Children's Hospital. She was seen by a resident, an ER attending, a pediatric neurologist, and a host of other doctors. The pediatric neurologist was certain this was a case of Bell's palsy and it would resolve on its own. Fast forward 6 weeks, She continued to become more lethargic. She wouldn't eat, and she wasn't acting like herself. We took her back to Arkansas Children's Hospital on October 31st, 2021. Testing was done, and they diagnosed her with an infection in her right temporal bone by her ear. Something wasn't sitting right with me, and I continued to push for an MRI. The first set of doctors would not order this for us. And then I demanded to see a neurologist. On November 1st, 2021, an MRI was done, and this revealed several brain tumors as well as small tumors and down her entire spinal cord. She had a biopsy on November 3rd, 2021. 1 week later, we found out that our perfect, beautiful angel daughter had a disease called embryonal tumors with multilayer rosettes, ETMR for short. We had to wait 2 weeks before starting her treatment. After her biopsy to allow for healing, she had a 2-inch incision on her tiny, tiny little spine. She had a infusoport and a G2 placed on November 15th. This was to provide her with access to one of her main vessels for her chemotherapy, IV fluids, and anything else that they may need to give her, along with a tube to help her eat. She was put on the ETMR1 registry at this time. Cycle 1 of her chemo started on November 16th, 2021, with high-dose methotrexate, cyclophosphamide, vincristine, cisplatin, and etoposide. We had plans for 3 cycles of this regimen, followed by transplant chemo with stem cell rescue. She was given 3 rounds of extensive high-dose chemotherapy, which were quite effective. However, she did have to have a shunt and an Ommaya placed due to increasing pressure in her brain from fluid. She underwent stem cell harvest in hopes for the tandem stem cell transplant cycles to finish out our last 3 rounds of high-dose chemotherapy. Unfortunately, she developed an asymptomatic case of COVID, and her treatment plans were delayed. This ultimately resulted in her death due to the aggressiveness of her cancer. The most unfortunate part about her death was that my husband and I wanted to do a research autopsy to allow for tissue sampling. Unfortunately, the hospital would not do her autopsy due to her COVID positivity. There are less than 1,000 cases of Norris cancer documented worldwide. There are COVID protocols for the autopsy from the CDC, but the hospital had not revised their policy. Therefore, they would not grant us this. In the wake of our tragedy, we have decided to start a nonprofit foundation in our daughter's honor. With this foundation, we have been raising awareness, partnering with other pediatric cancer nonprofits, funding clinical trials, and raising awareness along with advocacy. One thing I've found since having a daughter diagnosed with cancer is a severe lack of research funding for children. The government spends 92% of the funding on adults and only 8% on children. The American Cancer Society only donates 1% of their funding for pediatric cancer research. Our goal is to change these statistics. In March of 2022, Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation was born. Since the beginning of our foundation in March of 2022, we have funded $75,000 in clinical trials. We've got a partnership with the Our Blood Institute. We have hosted a 5K, a continuing education event for nurses. We have had lemonade stands, a Chick-fil-A night, attended the Hot Springs Biker Rally, an Easter egg drop, attended Racing of the Tubs in our local hometown. We've received grants from Walmart, Simmons Bank, State Farm, and Integra. Along with this, we have done a backpack donation with over 75 backpacks to Arkansas Children's Hospital. We hosted a toy drive for Arkansas Children's Hospital and donated over 1,000 toys. We promote a yearly scholarship for two students who are working to be nurses. We provide direct family assistance to cancer warriors and their families. We have aided in getting the governor of Arkansas to proclaim September as Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. We have partnerships with Solving Kids Cancer, the National Brain Tumor Society, Coming Up Rosies, Beads of Courage, Our Blood Institute, the Hot Springs Greater Chamber of Commerce, Imagination Library of the Ouachitas, and the Coalition Against Childhood Cancer. We have had annual sponsors from State Farm Insurance from the Meske Agency, Noel State Farm Agency, the Billingsley Realty Team, My Health and Rockstar Wellness, Dr. LaCava, Citizens Bank, Hot Springs Gymnastics, Studio 621 Tattoo, Little Bitty City, Genesis Cancer Center, and CAE. These are just a few of our accomplishments over this past year, and really we haven't even been in business a full year. But in all that we have discussed, we've raised nearly $200,000. I could not be more proud of this team and of all the people who work day in and day out to help us make this dream a reality. My dream is for someday for there to be a world where pediatric cancer is on the forefront of people's minds, and we are making advancements in medicine the way that I see that done in adults. The thing is, we can't do this alone. We need help from you. We need help from everyone. We need to raise awareness. We need to get better funding. We need to change some of these laws that are decades old that prevent children from being able to have access to good medications. If you would, please follow our podcast, help spread the word, share this, follow our Facebook page, and please help us to change the lives of all these warriors.